Moshe Peretz Man from Male Lavona says there's a well-known but rather vague prohibition of being Mesayeya Lidvar Avera, helping evildoers. What is perplexing to me is that this issur has been used in the past by Rabbanim to justify many extreme positions, such as refusing to save Jews during the Holocaust and being killed, since moving to Eretz Israel would entail cooperation with Zionists whom were labeled Dvar Avera, or refusing to participate in protests and campaigns that are in the Jews' best interest, since that would require working together with conservative and reform rabbis, among many other examples. My question is twofold. Is the Isra of Mishayel Lidvar Avera really a Yehorik Valyavar? And if it really is such a bona fide Isser, then shouldn't the above halachic positions be indisputably held by all Gedolim? P.S. Thanks for coming to my wedding. Okay, in any case, I think you're confusing quite a few different issues. Mishayel Lidvar Avera is a bona fide Isser. It applies to helping someone do an Avera that he not necessarily couldn't have done without you, would have difficulty doing without you. There's an Isser in the Torah of the Fnei Iver Lo Sitein Michshol, of enabling someone to do a sin that he couldn't have done without you. The extension of that, rabbinically, helping a person do a sin which he probably could have done without you. Now, that has nothing to do with not being involved in saving Jews during the Holocaust, because there's no one who held that somebody should be killed rather than escape and go to Eretz Yisrael no matter what. There were those that gave advice where it wasn't clear what the situation would be in Europe, and going to Eretz Yisrael at the time for that specific people was very dangerous spiritually, because the atmosphere in Eretz Yisrael at the time was very anti-religious, and many people gave up their Yiddishkeit being exposed to such an atmosphere, that better they should stay and face possible physical danger, but not definite physical danger, rather than face definite spiritual danger in Eretz Yisrael. There were situations where Rabbanim advised people like that, but that's only because it wasn't clear what was going to be in Europe. And it was clear what the spiritual dangers were in Eretz Yisrael. But no one told someone to go to the gas chambers and not to escape and to go to Eretz Yisrael or anywhere else. That is not such a thing. And there is an idea of not associating with wicked people, or giving a stamp of approval and a stamp of legitimacy to conservative or reform rabbis or any other Rishoyim in certain areas. And that is something that is held by most Gedolim, that one can't in a institutionalized way give legitimacy to people who are out of the pale of Torah Judaism. And that really depends on the situation and how much cooperation is had between people who you're not allowed to cooperate with. But that has nothing to do with Mishayeya Lidvar Avera. That's a different Al Tishaber LaRosha is a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Harchek Me Shochein Ra, Harchek Me Rosha, all of those things apply over here. And in each situation, the Gedolim have to decide.